A Florida jury has found a former member of the Florida A&M University marching band guilty of manslaughter and felony hazing. Dante Martin now faces up to 22 years in prison for his role in the hazing death of one of the band's former drum majors, Robert Champion. From Tallahassee, NPR's Greg Allen has this report.
He was called by fellow band members the example. Robert Champion was an accomplished clarinetist, drum major, and leader of the Marching 100, Florida A&M's renowned marching band. He died after taking part in a hazing tradition known as crossing Bus C. He ran from the front to the back of the bus while band members punched, kicked, and struck him with straps and drum mallets. Afterwards, the 26-year-old Champion died from internal injuries. Prosecutors said as president of Bus C, Dante Martin helped direct the hazing. Yesterday, jurors deliberated less than 2 hours before finding Martin guilty. Afterwards, Champion's mother, Pam, said she'll have tears for both young men, her son and Dante Martin.
He has to pay for what he has done. I won't get my son back. But no one wins here.
Throughout the trial, Martin's lawyers maintained that hazing wasn't involved in Champion's death. Martin was a willing participant in a band tradition that the defense said was treated not as hazing, but as an athletic accomplishment. Prosecutors said it was a brutal ordeal Champion and other participants went through to gain respect. Champion's father, Robert, said for him, the verdict is a sign that his son didn't die in vain.
Hope that people will get the message that hazing is a cruel, it doesn't work. Don't need to be here. It needs to stop now.
As the somber verdict was rendered in court, on the campus in Tallahassee, the mood was quite different. It's homecoming weekend on the Florida A&M campus. Robert Champion's death forced some big changes on the university. There's a new president. The band was suspended for a year and reformed under a new director. After 3 years, many here just want to move on. Former band member Antoine Evans said he didn't agree with the verdict, even though, as he acknowledged, Champion's death was a tragedy.
It's a choice. You know, we choose to be part of some things, to, you know, and to indulge in some things, and sometimes it's just the consequences are not light. No, I don't think it's fair that he's being charged with that.
Another alumni, James Barnes, said he thought the verdict was fair.
Yeah, to me I think so, because of what happened, and then you got to pay the penalty.
Three other former band members still await trial, and a wrongful death lawsuit filed by Robert Champion's parents against the university is pending. Greg Allen, NPR News, Tallahassee.